Yo, 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 it's Jay Ward here, and I'm here today with Trinity and our special guest, Walker.
Today on TJ Radio, we're going to be talking about a very important matter, organ donation. All right, Mr. Walker, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a junior at Dighton High School.
So are you for organ donation, or are you one of those people who are totally against it saving someone's life?
Excuse me? I'm not about to get chopped up and completely disrespected.
Well, why don't you tell us the story behind why you aren't for organ donation?
Well, for one, it's probably expensive. I don't want my family to pay for it.
Well, what makes you think that you have to pay for it?
Well, okay, get this. What about my body? They're going to cut me up, and I won't be able to have an open casket funeral.
They'll sew you up so you can have an open casket, and you look perfectly normal.
Oh, really?
Duh. And they don't just cut you open and chop you any way. They have to take care of your organs so they can save someone's life.
They take care of your organs. That way, when the person you're donating to gets it, they don't have any problems after the fact.
Exactly. They don't just cut you up because they can't. They can't be donated.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, personally, I think it's a great idea to be an organ donor. I think that the person that's receiving my organ will need it way more than me, considering I'm dead. It's a great way to contribute to society. I'm a donor, and I'd be glad for someone to receive my organs when I'm gone.
Well, that doesn't seem as bad as I thought.
I agree with Trinity. Organ donation is great, and I think everyone should at least consider how it would help others.
You know, I'd have to agree.
Well, I thank you for your time, Mr. Walker. It's been great having you here today.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here.
I hope we change your views on organ donation. And
absolutely.
You can encourage people to be organ donors.
Absolutely.
Well, since we're on the fact of organ donation, we can talk about a little bit of the facts that are associated with organ donation. A living donation increases the existing organ supply, just so you know.
There's no cost for organ donation or anything like that. They ask you, most of the time they ask you when you get your driver's license if you would like to be an organ donor or not.
There are more than 123,000 people in the U.S. waiting for an organ, and most organs are available from deceased donors.
At any age, you can be an organ donor, but anyone younger than 18 has to have a parent consign form.
And a medical assembly will be done to see what organs can be donated after your death. And having a serious disease will prevent you from being a donor, such as cancer, HIV, diabetes, kidney disease, and heart disease.
If you're a living donor, you can give up parts of your organs without having any long-term health issues, such as a whole kidney, parts of your lung, intestine, liver, and pancreas.
And you're not paid for donating an organ, and an open casket funeral is possible for all organ donors.
You're able to save 8 lives after you die when your organs are donated. That's roughly. Some are more, some are less, depending on how you died or what complications they have getting.
And one of the pros of organ donation is you're saving a life that could be anyone that you know or a grateful stranger. And some cons, organ donations have major surgery. The surgery comes with risks such as blood clots, infections, allergic reactions, and damaged nearby organs or tissues.
Well, thank you guys for listening to TJ Radio. I hope we change your views on organ donation. I hope you will tune in next time. I'm Jason Ward signing off.